Hare Krishna. Yesterday was Gita Jayanti, and although we're fasting today for Ekadasi, because today is Mahadwadasi, nonetheless, we should remember this wonderful occasion of the speaking of the Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday I was a preoccupied with another battlefield of Kurukshetra, although not in Kurukshetra, but happening here in Hungary. And but today, let's remember that battle that took place over 5,000 years ago at Kurukshetra, at the Kshetra, or the field of the Kurus. It is called Kurukshetra because originally Maharaj Kuru, of whom the Kauravas and Pandavas were descendants, actually cultivated that area, lived there, turned it into a sacred place. And many important events had taken place. Parashuram had fought with the Kshatriyas of the world and kept their blood there in five lakes. It's called Samanta Panchaka. So it's a very famous, historically famous place. And 5,000 years ago, the two armies of the Kurus assembled there. On one side were Duryodhan and his other brothers, 99 brothers, and a large force of 11 Akshohinis, and on the other side were the Pandavas, with a smaller force of 7 Akshohinis that logistically seemed to be weaker. Bhishma Dev was unbeatable. Karna also didn't have an equal. But still, Jata Yogeshwara Krishna, they had Krishna. And because they had Krishna, therefore, it was inevitable that they were meant to be victorious. As an introduction or a prelude to the battle itself, Krishna instructed not only Arjuna, but he instructed everyone else on the battlefield, and he also instructed us. 5,000 years later, we still derive the benefit of being able to hear the Lord's instructions to Arjuna and actually to humanity. Arjuna really didn't need to hear Krishna's instruction, but Krishna placed him in a certain situation so that he would play a role very similar to ours. Ours, who are also, we're living a Kurukshetra, our whole life is like a Kurukshetra war, going from one battle to another battle, and each of those battles, practically every minute in Kali Yuga, is a battle, and we have to fight, and we continue fighting. But how are we going to win that war? Because the enemy, again, is very strong. The Kali is very strong, but Krishna's on our side. And if we take shelter of Krishna in the same way that Arjuna did, Krishna urged, Arjuna wanted to abandon his duty. Krishna didn't like this idea of abandoning duty. The whole reason for the war was that Krishna wanted Yudhisthira Maharaj on the throne. Yudhisthira Maharaj was the rightful heir to the throne. However, Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan didn't want Yudhisthira Maharaj to be the heir. In the beginning, they just split the kingdom. And what is now New Delhi, Indraprastha, that then became a wonderful place, that became the capital of the Pandavas, and it exceeded the kingdom of the Kurus, the traditional Hastinapur. Why? Because Yudhisthira Maharaj was just so pious, even though it was a desert, as soon as he went, it rained there. What to speak of rain, but it became greatly opulent. And by Krishna's blessings as well. Not being satisfied with half the kingdom, Duryodhan arranged for the exile of the Pandavas, and when that was finished, Yudhisthira Maharaj was willing to settle for just 5 villages. But again, Duryodhan knew, if I give him 5 villages, same thing will happen. Those 5 villages will become the 5 capitals of the world. So the same thing will happen as with happened with Indraprastha. So he wouldn't have any of that. And so Krishna ultimately incited them to war. But then once again, Krishna, Arjuna was there, and he wanted to abandon his dharma. Krishna said, no, you should fight. He didn't emphasize to Arjuna that you're so great, you're so powerful, you're going to defeat them anyway. He said, you just depend on me. He said, just be an instrument. Nimittamatta bhagya-sabhasachin. Be an instrument in my hands. And that's what really Krishna consciousness is about, being an instrument in Krishna's hands. In Kali Yuga, is anyone like a real great devotee? We need to try. We need to try serving Krishna. We need to fight, even though the odds may seem sometimes overwhelming, just like fighting against Bhishma. There was no one who could kill Bhishma Dev. Still, Krishna arranged that there was a Sikandi before whom Bhishma Dev would not be willing to fight, and he incited Arjuna to shoot Bhishma Dev from behind Sikandi, and ultimately they prevailed. Similarly, no one could really fight with Karna, but Krishna arranged that despite the fact that Karna was also undefeatable, he was defeated. So Krishna wants us to have faith in him. That's why he says, man manabhava mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskri. He gives us these 4 simple things to do. Well, man manabhava, that's not so easy. Always think of me. But it comes if we do the other 3, mad bhakto madhyajimam namaskri. Krishna wants us to practice these devotional activities. And if we practice these devotional activities, then then you'll come to me. I promise you this because you're my friend. I really like this promise of Krishna. I like this very friendly approach that he has, and that he's broadcasting to us as well, because Arjuna was certainly his friend, but we're also Krishna's friend. Krishna promises us, yes, you'll come to me. So, but we need to try. We need to do our best to fight the Kurukshetras that we're in. We have our Kurukshetras on the mental platform. We have our Kurukshetras on the sensual platform. We have Kurukshetras with others within our own family. Right now, we've got a Kurukshetra here in Hungary with the government of Hungary trying to preserve our rights and establish our rights as a bona fide religion. It's certainly not easy. It's tiring. It's exhausting. But what to do? It's what Krishna wants. No one became Krishna conscious without performing austerity. It doesn't happen just by falling downhill. Krishna wanted Arjuna to do his best. He wanted him to stay engaged in fighting full time throughout the battle. And then the result would be, is that, yes, you will come to me. In other words, we'll be successful. And Krishna and Arjuna were successful. There was a heavy toll, but they were successful. So on this day of the speaking of Bhagavad Gita, we shouldn't relegate it to a historic event that happened at some long time past. It's something that's going on right now. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. He's speaking Bhagavad Gita to us. He's calling to us. He's asking us that you can do what you want, because he's not forcing us. He's just letting us make our own decision, but he's telling us what the right thing is to do. And then we need to also keep in mind and learn that disposition that Arjuna has. Yes, now my illusion is over. Harishi Vachanam Tava. I'll do what you want. So ultimately, this is the message. When Krishna says, surrender to me, then the response is, Arjuna's response is, yes. Harishi Vachanam Tava. I've heard what you have to say, and now I'll follow your instruction. if we live our lives like this. It's not just when we come across some kind of great crisis, but every moment of the day, if we're living by Krishna's instructions, we know Krishna's instructions, we live by Krishna's instructions, yes, we're guaranteed. And sometimes it may be difficult. Anya abilasita. Rupa Goswami uses this word, ita, instead of anya bilas. He would say, anya bilas, no other desire. But at least making the effort to have no other desire, and being sincere in that effort, then we'll come to Krishna. So let's keep that in mind. I keep it in mind. I keep it in mind in my personal efforts at becoming Krishna conscious, and I'm certainly keeping it in mind now when we're on this other campaign and requesting devotees to keep signing those petitions, keep sending them in. You can't imagine how valuable and important, especially the international voices. What the Hungarians say is one thing. They're also giving us great support, but government is very concerned about the international perspective and the international opinion of Hungary. So please keep signing those petitions, and thank you for having done so and for having passed on the word. Hare Krishna.